This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Side. This is Bob Romanek. And again, if you don't want to listen, turn off the damn radio right now. Don't be calling and bitching. But I do want to say, people out in the street, I want to sincerely appreciate you. Had a guy pull over, saw me driving down the street yesterday, drove around three blocks to come to talk to me. Two or three other people that say, keep up the good work. And it is good work. It's work that's being put out for everyone to understand that white people just want to be treated fair, want to be treated right. We don't give a damn about what happened 150 years ago when it comes to us being hurt. Everybody knows slavery was wrong. Wasn't our fault. So don't blame us, okay? Okay, niggers, don't blow. Well, I'm sorry. That was just a hilarious blooper by Bob Romanek. Nigger, 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 nigger. Now, if Wendy Williams, that drag queen, bitch, nigger, whatever the hell she is, he, she, it, what, can say nigger and everybody in NAACP, everybody else just shuts their mouth. It was a hilarious blooper. Black Entertainment Television said, well, WAR Radio, White Awareness Radio, said that nigger that Bob Romanek said was just a hilarious blooper. So you niggers, every time I say nigger, just laugh and know it's a hilarious blooper. And if you have a problem, quit calling me, quit threatening me, because I don't give a damn. Call up BET, Black Entertainment Television, and tell them about it, because they're the one that says it's a hilarious blooper. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that Black Entertainment Television, why they would have Black Entertainment Television, and it's not racist, but WAR, White Awareness Radio Network, is racist because I'm keeping white people abreast of what's going on. But that's racist, because the niggers, Well, there again. What a hilarious blooper. I mean, I'm going to start a comedy show, and I'm going to call it Nigga. And I'm going to sit there for a whole hour and just say, hey, nigga, nigga. And everybody ought to just laugh and clap because it's a hilarious blooper. It just pisses me off. Pisses me off when nobody, you hear me. And somebody yesterday said, Bob, you harp on that crap. You're damn straight. You read something in the newspaper. 2 days later, it's forgotten about. I'm not going to let you forget about all this reverse racism crap. Wendy Williams says nigger. You don't see the NAACP. And I want to keep this up, people. I really do. It's like a good advertisement. I don't want this to go away. Wendy Williams can say nigger, and the blacks all get behind her. NAACP says nothing. But it's a hilarious blooper. But now, whenever Kevin Stein, crossdresser, says kune instead of king, he didn't say coon, he said kune. NAACP demanding that same day that he be fired. The governor of Virginia, and I know you're tired of me saying it, but I'm not tired of hearing it. The governor of Virginia, 35 years ago, wears blackface, an idiot college crap going on. They want him to resign. NAACP, all the black groups, black caucus, congressional caucus. Oh, you need to resign for that racism. Nobody's saying anything about this little skanky, whatever, what, I don't know what the hell she is, or he is, or what is, can say nigger, and everybody laughs. And guess I seen Bill Cosby. He's raped more white women than I don't know who. They still have his reruns on. They still have his reruns on because, see, the niggers don't care. Now I'm going to play this one more time because it pisses me off. Here's Michael Che. When he called our president. Now, this wasn't a Kevin Stein crossdresser mistake. This wasn't, oops, I slipped. It wasn't even a hilarious blooper. He said this on national TV on Saturday Night Live, got away with it, and you know how they punished him? They made him one of the hosts of the Academy Awards that year, and he's a nigger. But see, they can get away with it. Us stupid white people, we sit back and do nothing about it. Listen to this one more time, because it really pisses me off.
After the mayor of San Juan criticized the government's Puerto Rican relief efforts, President Trump attacked her on Twitter, saying the mayor of San Juan, who was very complimentary only a few days ago, has now been told by the Democrats that you must be nasty to Trump. Oh, really, Donald? You bitch.
You nigger? Nigger?
Be nasty to you.
This nigger's just smiling.
You're shaking. You want to go smoke a Virginia Slim until your hand stops moving.
Why don't you eat a Snoop, nigger?
This hurricane relief. These people need help. You just did this for white people twice.
Oh, white people, sure. What do we do for you niggers?
Tell Melania to put on her flood heels, get some bottled water, some food, pack up some extra Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl t-shirts, and write them a check with our money, you cheap cracker.
That's on Saturday Night Live. We're all the white people. We're all the white people coming out and say, hey, Michael Che, he needs to go. Kevin Stein, crossdresser in St. Louis, you idiot, you white people, you piss me off too. NAACP, get rid of him. They didn't say get rid of Michael Che. Nobody said nothing. Hadn't been for me, nobody would have heard this crap. Why are we letting that happen? Why are the proud white and the proud black people, why aren't we coming together and saying enough's enough? Here, this bastard, a bitch and a cracker, and everybody laughs. That wasn't a mistake. That wasn't a hilarious blooper. That was a racist statement by a nigger racist. Nobody says a damn word, but every white person that does anything wrong, Roseanne Barr, I don't want to go through the litany of the list of all of them. Oh, they got to go. Well, I'm tired, people. Why don't white people come together and say, give us fair and equal treatment. Give us fair and equal treatment. I don't know why. I don't know why it's not happening. And then up in Chicago, that Jesse Smollett, that nigger racist bastard. You know, in the police report, he reported, even though there was a mask on those two idiots, that he could see underneath the mask on the side, and it was white skin. That was in the actual police report, so you didn't get much of that because they didn't want to make the niggers look any worse, any more bad than they are. But that's exactly what he said. He said he could see through. It moved a little bit, and he could see white skin. Now, they're having a Justice for Jussie rally today in Chicago. Did you know that? A Justice for Jussie rally, because he's been wronged. He didn't do anything wrong. Now they're saying up there, they're saying that the white people put him up to it, the white racists, they're flipping the script and saying he was set up. He was set up by the police, the white police. You see how amazing this is? Yes, sir. A Justice for Jussie Smollett rally today in Chicago. And that little ass-white bastard, he comes strutting into the courthouse yesterday like, I didn't do nothing wrong. I guarantee you when it's all said and done, it's going to be another Ferguson. Maybe not the destruction, but it's going to be another hands up, don't shoot. It's going to be another Jussie Smollett was wronged. It was the white guys that did it. He's going to be a hero in the nigger community before it's all over. You wait and see, people. Going to be a hero in the nigger community. You know, the niggers, I gotta say, what, nigger, I'm sorry. I need to get a laugh track. We're gonna get a laugh track every time I say nigger. Hell, I'll have to do an 8-hour show. Because every time I say nigger, we'll have to have a laugh track out because it's an hilarious blooper. But niggers, they all, not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. These niggers, they stick together. Right or wrong, they stick together. They will always create a disturbance. And they'll always have destruction. So whites won't want to get involved. And they'll just back off. Whites say, oh, man, look at that. They're tearing everything down. They're burning everything up. Man, we're just going to not get involved. That's the problem with you. I don't think whites are lazy. And I don't even think we're cowards. I just think we think this crap's going to go away. And it ain't going to go away. It's like a bad case of the clap. It's going to keep on eating at you until you go to the doctor and get a treatment. And we need a treatment for this reverse racism. You know, we give in to these niggers and we let them continue to disrupt and destroy. It's not like, hey, you got caught shoplifting or you got by shoplifting, you didn't get caught. Man, I'm never going to do that again. No, it's the niggers think, man, I got away with it today. I'm going to get away with it tomorrow. And they continue to get away with it because we let them get away with it. Let's open up the lines. We can open up the lines. Somebody want to call and talk to me about some nigger crap, you can. But let's make it half-ass legit. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And I like to have somebody black. And I, you know, this don't have a cuss fest. But explain to me why it's always that the niggers can get away with all this crap, that the Michael Che's and the Wendy Williams and everybody else can get away with this crap. Don Lemon, you remember Don Lemon, the gay faggot bitch, the nigger, hilarious blooper, this nigger who said that white men are more dangerous or bigger terrorists than the terrorists. What happened to him? I didn't see the NAACP. If a white man would have said that about a nigger on the air, hell, the NAACP, the Black Congressional Caucus, the black everything would have been involved. And it just pisses me off. But I like to have, if I can get an intelligent black person to tell me I'm wrong. Now, see, I'm a white guy, and I'm going to tell you what I think. See, I think this crap in the morning, late at night, it pisses me off. And I'm going to talk about what I'm thinking about because this is my opinion, and I'm sticking to it no matter what. I don't give a damn if the white people don't like it. Don't give a damn if the white people don't like it. It just pisses me off. Hey, before we get going any crazier, someone from Troy, Illinois called about they're putting on a fundraiser for that fallen Godfrey firefighter, Captain Jake Ring-a-Ring. If you guys are listening out there in Troy, give us a call so we can put out the information. It's going to be on Saturday, and it's going to be for a great cause for the Godfrey firefighter who gave his life. Protecting the community. A lot of times we never think again about our professional firefighters, our professional police officers, our first responders, until we need them, or until maybe they die in the line of duty protecting us. So if you good people that own the car wash in Troy, if you guys want to give us a call, we'll sure put that information out for you. We'd be more than happy to. It's always, people, these politicians, these ass-white bastard, political, parasitical punks, that we call politicians. Now, in California, there's 737 inmates on the nation's largest death row. Now, that sounds like a nigger thing. Well, there are so many death row inmates out there in California. How come they ain't in Illinois? Well, because the bastards are killing them out in California. That's why. And why is there a lot more niggers in jail than crackers and honkies? Because there's a lot more nigger thieves, a lot more nigger killers, a lot more nigger thugs, percentage-wise. I don't want to hear that crap. Don't want to hear it. But anywhere but California, this asswipe California governor, Gavin Newsom, yesterday signed an executive order to put a moratorium on executions. Are you nuts? There's 737 people that killed somebody, and their family members are out there, the victims out there. How the hell do they feel? But see, he says here, it's very an emotional place that I stand, the governor said after signing the bill. This is about who I am as a human being. This is about what I can or can't do. And this is the right thing for me to do. Hey, you ass white bastard, who gives a damn? This is about who I am, he says. No, it's about who the people of California are. It's about the people who in California who voted to keep the death penalty. But this asswipe bastard, this asswipe no good son of a bitch, is gonna say, I'm gonna have a moratorium? What about the family of the victims of these 737 killers? It says inmates, they're not inmates, they're killers. He called the death penalty a failure. Well, I don't know, Governor, you dumbass, stupid, liberal, snowflake bastard. I don't know how you say a failure. I haven't seen one person who's been executed on death row, came back and killed anybody, came back and sold dope, came back and robbed somebody, came back and hijacked a car. I don't know, Governor. I don't think the death penalty is a failure. I think you and you snowflake liberal bastards out in California are the failure. But do you people understand? I don't know if you remember that Scott Peterson where he killed his wife, drowned her, put her in the Pacific Ocean, had an unborn baby. Baby died too. Now he's on death row. But now this governor, because he can, and I've asked everyone before, why is that in any constitution, state or federal? Why should the president of the United States, no matter who he is, Democrat, Republican, why should he be able to commute a sentence? Why should he be able to pardon somebody? That's unbelievable. At the state level, the governor, just because he's an elected official, he can pardon whoever he wants. You know, this somebody could kill 50 people, and the governor could pardon him if he wanted to. Put him out of jail yesterday. It's not right, but it's legal. Because that's what's in the state constitutions. That's what's in the federal constitution. And I, again, ask you good people, why do we give so much power? Why do we give so much power to our politicians? These bastards sit back. Oh, and here's Newsom. It's discriminated against the defendants, primarily black and brown. How are you going to discriminate against a killer? I don't give a damn what color a killer is, you idiot. Governor Gavin Newsom from California. But he said that is his personal preference via this hasty and ill-conceived matter of death. Well, these guys on death row, they're on death row for 30, 40 years. Hell, they're on death row longer than Kiss has been out on tour. And them some bitches been out forever. You get on death row, I guess you get a little bit better treatment. You're not around any of these other thugs. You don't have to worry about getting killed on death row for 20, 30, 40 years, and that's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing. I think you ought to kill them son of a bitch instantly. But you know what? The politicians say no, and I don't understand that. I do not understand why we give, as the country, that we give our politicians so, so much power. And speaking of politicians, nigger, uh-oh, what a hilarious blooper. And that doesn't even, there you go. That doesn't even go with this story, but I just wanted to laugh. Lawmakers in Illinois pass a bill to raise tobacco purchase to 21 years old. Now, after it's been 18, 19, and 20 all these years, You don't think an 18-year-old person, and again, 18-year-olds, you can go in the Army. You know how many 18, 19, 20-year-olds been killed in Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, World War I, II, III? Well, there's not a third. The third World War will probably be in the United States, and it may be civil. Not condoning it, but it's a possibility the way our country's going. But anyway, in Illinois, they're going to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21. Now, does anybody in Illinois think that these guys that start smoking at 18, why take that back? These guys and girls start smoking at 15, and then when they got to be 18, they could legally buy cigarettes. Where did they get out the cigarettes from when they were 15 to 18 to get addicted to tobacco? That's going to be a bull crap law. They all know it. I don't understand, but you know what it's going to be? It's going to be, and they haven't had the law yet, what's going to happen if you get caught? But it's going to be like a traffic citation. It's going to cost you $100. You're going to be 18, 19, 20 years old, and you're going to get caught smoking a cigarette. Now, I want to know, who's going to be the cigarette police? Who's going to be? Now, I'm driving down the street as a policeman. I am an ex-police officer, and I see some guy maybe looking 19 or 20. I'm putting them red lights on. Hey, give me an assist car. I'm pulling this guy. I'm taking care of that. Or, hey, give me your ID. You're 20 years old? You got a job? Well, we don't care. You're going to jail because you're 20 years old. You're going to lose your job. You're going to be a criminal. And I say that a little facetiously, people, but do you understand what I say about these asswipe, perverted, punk politicians? They don't have anything better to do. But it's going to be a money grab before it's all over. Because, again, they can say you can't buy tobacco. Now they're going to say you can't smoke tobacco, you can't touch tobacco. And then if you do, what's going to be the fine? They haven't decided that yet. They just want to take one step at a time. They don't want to make it too difficult because these politicians are idiots. But think about it. Everybody that's been smoking since they've been 15, now they're 18, 19. Do you honestly think they're going to quit smoking? Do you honestly think they're not going to have their friends go over to St. Louis, 21-year-old? And I don't know if you have to be 21 in St. Louis. Got to be 18 in St. Louis. Hey, there you go. Hey, for all you smokers, 18, 19, and 20, just go over to Missouri. They tell me the cigarettes are cheaper over there. The taxes are cheaper. Just go over there. Go across the state line. So you stupid-ass politicians who think it's a money grab for you, I think it's a money loser. And I've never smoked in my life. I wouldn't want to smoke. I wouldn't want to get lung cancer. But, hey, you good people out there, you make your own decisions. I won't tell you how to live, and I'll make my own decisions, and nobody tell me how I should live. And I understand that. But if it's so bad, and you see on television with all the cancer ads, and why the hell don't they just ban smoking altogether? I mean, you can't smoke tobacco. Just let them smoke marijuana. Hell, I don't know if there's any cancer caused by marijuana, but I know there's going to be a lot of crimes down the road because marijuana is going to lead to harder drugs, and everybody knows that. But the politicians need the money. They've stolen enough from all of us. But for the state of Illinois to make it where you have to be 21 years old to purchase cigarettes. It says purchase now. I like that word. To raise tobacco purchase age to 21. Raising the age to purchase tobacco products to 21. Now, it doesn't say anything about possessing tobacco. It doesn't say anything about smoking tobacco. It just says about purchasing tobacco. So that's what's going to happen. You're either going to have your friends few years older, 21, 22, buy two or three cases of cigarettes at the store, or you're going to go over to Missouri. So it's not going to be a windfall for the politicians in Illinois. It's not going to be good or bad for anybody. Do you understand these politicians? They want to get in every aspect of our lives. These son of a bitches want to get into every aspect of our lives. They want to tell us what to drink. You know, some states you can't have straws no more. What was it, New York? You can't have a big gulp. You can only drink 12 ounces. Hey, if I want to drink 5 million ounces of soda, you deadbeat, no count, good for nothing, political perverted punks that we call politicians, I'll drink. Hey, if I want to take a bullet and shoot me myself in the head, don't tell me what I could do. Unless don't have a lot of emails saying do that, because I'm not going to. Just a thought. But you understand, these politicians want to live our lives. And we the people, their bosses, we let it go. Yeah, I've got a big factory, and I got a guy that's sweeping the floor, and he comes up to me, hey, Romantic, you better do this. And okay, I'm sorry, floor sweeper, we'll do it. No, I'm the boss. I'll tell you what to do. We're the boss of these asswipe politicians. We'll tell them what to do. But again, this is going to be a debacle. But see, it takes our mind off other things. Everything else, they screwed up. So they think it's going to be kind of slick. I think it's kind of stupid. It's important that we stay focused and make sure the lives of our young people are healthy. Well, then let's ban tobacco altogether. So I guess they want the young to be healthy, but they don't give a damn about after 21 if you die of lung cancer. Yeah, you lived a long life. You lived to be 22 years old. What idiots these politicians are. When we come back, I'm going to talk about St. Clair County politics, about Herb Simmons, about the whole Democratic organization in St. Clair County is burning as we speak. We'll be back right after this break. Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state nigger, an hilarious blooper, voice of freedom, renegade radio. And as always, you hear me? Number one, I'm proud to be an American. Number two, I'm proud to be a proud white man. And number three, I'm really, really proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. You thought I was going to say nigger, didn't you? A hilarious blooper, please laugh. Renegade Radio. And we don't give a damn, but we do give a damn about being the Patriot.
We're not gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it.
side, before we get off on politics, I was watching something on the internet this morning, and it was a California man, an Hispanic man, a proud, brave Hispanic man. They were fighting a fire, and the house was totally engulfed. And he said, my dog's in there. And the fireman says, you can't go in. This man pushed his way through the fireman. It was on the internet in California. Pushed his way through the fireman. The house was totally engulfed in flames. They were talking. We couldn't hear what the firemen were saying, but they were putting their hands up in the air and saying, you know, what's this crazy son of a bitch doing? But a few minutes later, with his pants half-ass on fire and part of his shirt burn off, he comes out of that burning house with that dog. And I'll tell you what a great guy, what a hero. Now, that's a proud Hispanic man. And, you know, that kind of made my day. That loyalty. See, loyal. You know, I don't know why people can't be as loyal as animals. You know, animals are so loyal. But this guy went in that burning, I say burning house, come out burning. But he got his dog. One last thing. You know, the niggers want to blame white people for everything. Over in St. Louis, they had a 16-year-old killer, killed a 13-year-old boy, a fatal shooting. They had all kind of witnesses, but they had to drop the charges. You know why? Because the witnesses wouldn't come forward. They were 10 or 12. They wouldn't come forward. Now there's a nigger killing an innocent, proud, probably proud black boy, 13 years old. And the witnesses won't come forward. It was in the black community. So, I mean, I have to say, and I think out loud a lot, all the time, not sometime, if the niggers don't want to help themselves, if the niggers don't want to get involved in all the violence in the black community, why should white people want to get involved? And I know that's a racist statement. It's not a racist statement. It's a real statement. Down in East St. Louis, and this Democratic Party in St. Clair County is going down the tubes, and they can thank Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal sprague, and Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. But we'll head down to East St. Louis before we get to St. Clair County. Got a big ad for Amika Ustinka Jackson Hicks, the failed mayor of East St. Louis. A full-page colored ad. Well, it's good to have full-page colored ads, Amika. She says in here that building relationships. Mayor Hicks has developed strong state, federal, and local relationships to help restore our city. Well, in 4 years, Amika Jackson Hicks, you stinking little nigger bitch, and you're not proud black, because you wouldn't have done that to the proud people in East St. Louis. You failed at that. And by the way, you're working to develop strong relationships with the state. Well, you were ran out of your state job. You're hiding. Why? Nobody knows. We think we know. You say you're using tax incentive financing to help invest. What has been built down there in East St. Louis? That's another failed statement. The Restoration of Hope Initiative, a long-term strategy plan. Well, see, Amika, 4 years is long enough for you. You haven't done anything to engage with the citizens, restore, clean, or beautify the once great city of East St. Louis. But what you have done, and you proud black people down there, remember this, she's being endorsed by Bob Sprague and Mark the big faggot Kern. She's being endorsed by them. You know Bob Sprague, the same Bob Sprague that represents Monsanto and Ciro Copper and Brass, the same Bob Sprague that's trying to take money out of your poor people's pocket dying from cancer down there. You need money for medical treatment. He's making $1 million a year, and you guys get $600 settlements? That's Bob Sprague. That's a leader of the St. Clair County Democratic Organization, people. And he's supporting Amika Jackson Hicks. He's giving money, financial support to Amika Jackson Hicks. Him and Mark, the big faggot Kern. You good people in East St. Louis, you ought to run Mark Kern out of town and Bob Sprague with him. They've done nothing. Those two big white supremacist racists, and they are racist. They've done nothing for the proud people of East St. Louis other than take and take. And now Amika Jackson Hicks running for mayor, and she's not telling you good people that she's supporting Bob Sprague in his quest to keep you good people from getting money for the cancer that's been allegedly caused by Monsanto and Ciro Copper and Brass, and she wants to remain your mayor? The failed bitch hasn't done anything for 4 years, people. Understand that when you go to the polls. Understand that when you have early voting, that Amika Jackson Hick has done nothing, nothing but give you lip service. She's not worth a damn. Her daddy, Eddie Jackson, has never been worth a damn. and they're trying to okey-fadoke you good people. When you see Amika Jackson Hicks, you ask her, why is Bob Sprague supporting you? But more so than that, why are you, Amika Jackson Hicks, supporting Bob Sprague, the same Bob Sprague who asked for your votes every 2 and 4 years, you people giving the votes below the hill? And then he gets all the jobs, all the lawyer jobs throughout all the black community. And then he's taking money away from you good people, trying to protect Monsanto and Ciro Copper and Brass with the billions of dollars that they have. And he's trying to take that money away from you, and Amika Jackson Hicks is supporting him. I just hope all you good people in East St. Louis understand what's going on. She can have a full page colored article in the paper with her new hairdo, but she's done nothing for you good people in East St. Louis. I hope you remember that. She's supporting Bob Sprague and Bob Sprague supporting her. So she, apparently she's supporting not giving you people the money that you deserve. If she was right with you good people in East St. Louis, she'd run Bob Sprague out of town. She would not accept any money, any financial support, any political support from Bob Sprague. But she has, and she's gotten the support of Mark the Big Faggot Kern. You know, his great-grandpa let a proud black man die innocently, but let him be hung because Kern didn't want to upset the white people up in Belleville. So I just hope you good people in East St. Louis, when it comes to the election in a couple weeks, and it's early voting now, don't let Amika Jackson Hicks okey-fadoke you. Don't let her think that she's done anything positive for the city of East St. Louis. You good people, before you vote, go down to East St. Louis. Drive around East St. Louis. See if she's done what she's lied about in the paper, that she's building relationships. It's a restoration of hope. I like that, though. A restoration of hope initiative is a long-term strategy, so I guess that means she needs to be the mayor for another 8 or 10, 15 years. She's helped destroy the once great city of East St. Louis with the help from the white boys, Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern. So don't fall for that, people. I don't know Robert Eastern and this Heart for the People group, but I hear that they're trying to do what's best for the good people of East St. Louis. And I will say to this, if you elect those good people from the Heart of the People, and they do what Amika Jackson's done the last 4 years, nothing. 4 years from now, vote them out. But I would suggest that you give them the opportunity, because see, these people are not. These people, Heart of the People, Robert Eastern and his group, they're not being supported by Bob Sprague. Actually, they're coming against Bob Sprague. They're saying Bob Sprague is wrong in what he did with this Monsanto and Ciro Copper and Brass situation. You guys ought to applaud the Heart of the People, Robert Eastern and his group, because they're fighting for you good people in East St. Louis, fighting against the culture of corruption up in St. Clair County. The Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants, fall on the floor, than I would stand up like a man, which you're not, and piss in a urinal. And of course, don't forget Mark the Big Faggot Kern. Hey, Kern, I keep calling you. Are you hiding from me? You're not hiding in the closet, are you, Kern? I'm just asking. People have looked all over for you. They've looked in the bathroom. They've looked in the waiting room at the courthouse. They've looked all over. Some people said that you're hiding out in the closet. If you're hiding in the closet, Kern, please come out. Please come out now, because you're not fooling anyone. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade, renegade, you hear me? Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head.
It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, and you have just witnessed America's bi-state voice. Hear me, people, we are your voice of freedom. As always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. You people hear me talking all the time about Bob Sprague and Mark the Big Faggot Kern. Bob's a failed chairman of the St. Clair County Democratic Organization. He has, with the help of Mark the Big Faggot Kern, single-handedly run thousands of true, hardworking Democrats out of the Democratic Party. As they always say, the Democratic, the proud, hardworking Democrats, they say, we didn't leave the Democratic Party. The new ultra-liberal Democratic Party left us. I think there's two Democratic parties, one liberal and one decent. The St. Clair County Democratic Organization is falling apart as I speak, people. You know, it happened in Madison County, and I never thought it'd go Republican. And I'm not pimping for the Republicans. You just need new leadership. Democrats need new leadership. You need to run Sprague and Kern out of town. You know, there's a mayor of Belleville, Big Pussy, Maximus Vaginus. Now, apparently, he's fighting with the big faggot, Mark the Big Faggot Kern. Now, I can understand where a big pussy and a big faggot, I guess they wouldn't get along. They wouldn't get along, so apparently they have two different agendas. But now, Herbie Simmons, the unqualified, and people, you'll be amazed at the positions that Mark the Big Faggot Kern has given Herbie Simmons just because Herbie kisses his ass every day, goes by his house. I'm surprised he doesn't wash his dishes. This man has no education, and he's ahead of the 911. Heaven forbid you need 911, a family member get hurt. There's so many qualified people, black and white, with an education that could handle that 911. But no, as always, Kern gives it to people to kiss his ass. That's a shame when you can't have any friends. You have to buy friends. But anyway, Herbie Simmons now is running the campaign for Kern against Eckert. You've got the Democratic County Board Chairman fighting the Democratic Mayor of Belleville. Now, I believe it's because Kern knows he's on his way out. I think the good people of East St. Louis and below the hill have found him out. I do not think they'll support him in 2020. But see, this big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County Board Chairman, he has to have a title, so he'll come back to be the mayor of Belleville. Think about it. Democratic leaders fighting each other over city government. Now, all the signs for the opposition party against Mayor Eckert, they've been seen at 200 South High Street. That's Sprague's law office. So they're coming together. Now they've got an election. And one of the gentlemen, I say gentleman, Chris Rottweiler, he's Kern's guy. He's running in Ward 6 against Andy Gall. Andy Gall is Mayor Eckert's guy. I know it's confusing, but this Chris Rottweiler, he works for 911. He works for Herbie Simmons. Isn't that something? Then there's Ward 1, where Joe Hazel is Eckert's guy, Mayor Eckert's guy. And Herbie Simmons and Mark Kern and Bob Sprague are running this Brian Whitaker. And he works, guess what? For 911. No, I don't believe he works for 911. Randy Randolph. Randy Randolph works for 911. And he's in Ward 2. And he's against Carmen Duco. And that's Eckert's guy. See, it's all confusing. But what I'm trying to explain to you, Kern's got his boys in there. They're 911 employees. They're trying to take the city back over after they've screwed the county. And Eckert doesn't have any money. The mayor, he doesn't have any money. So apparently, Kern and his people will buy him out. But I just say that for all you good people in East St. Louis, and I know you listen all over the county, you better back off Kern and Sprague because they're going down. And you people in the outer county, you've never liked Kern and Sprague. So these guys are on their way out of the county, so they're going to go back to the city. But isn't it amazing? The Democratic politicians, the mayor of Belleville, a Democrat, and the St. Clair County Board Chairman, a Democrat, and Bob Sprague, a Democrat, they're fighting each other. And it's awful amazing that a lot of the candidates for aldermen on Mark the Big Faggot's Kern ticket work for 911 or work for a county position. You people ought to be appalled by that. And I'll give you more information in the next few days, but I just want to let you know that the Democratic Party, the St. Clair County Democratic Party, because of God Sprague, and he thinks he's God, this no-good-ass white bastard, a poor excuse for a man. He's not even close to being a man. He's destroyed the hardworking Democrats in St. Clair County. It's not their fault. It's a political leader's fault. It's him and Mark the Big Faggot Kern's fault. I can't even blame the niggers for that. So think about it, people. You people in the Belleville area, there's a big power play coming, and Kern's going to try to take over Belleville again, him and Sprague, because he can't hold St. Clair County. I think the good, proud black people below the hill in Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, East St. Louis, Washington Park, Brooklyn, I think they've all found out what a big racist Sprague and Kern are. And I have to say, I guess, Amika, you must think you're white because you support these two white racists. You support these two white racists. They're giving you money. They're taking money out of everybody's hands that's sick down in East St. Louis. And you're condoning that, Amika Jackson, you stink of Hicks. So you good people in East St. Louis understand that and understand the St. Clair County Democratic Organization, because of the lack of leadership for Sprague and Kern, it's going down. So jump off that ship. Jump off that sinking ship before you drowned. As always, people, time to go. And remember, every day I tell you, and I hope it sticks in your mind one of these days, these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians are the rotten bastards that are trying to destroy us. So let's understand, let's research. Don't believe what I say, just listen to what I say and then research it, and you'll find out I'm 100% right. And I'm the only one that has the guts to stand here on the radio or television and tell you good people the way it is. Not a racist, I'm a realist. And I think most of you good people are the same. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politician. And as always, at the polls, nothing violent. At the polls, let's destroy them as they continue people to destroy us. We have to stop them. It's like cancer. It won't go away. It'll kill you if you don't stop it. So let's stop these politicians. Politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQ.